This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Governor Tony Evers is criticizing a vote yesterday by a Republican-controlled legislative committee. The vote could limit the University of Wisconsin system's ability to take action against COVID-19 with greater testing, masking, or vaccination requirements. The newly passed motion requires the UW Board of Regents to move ahead with its COVID policies as emergency rules within 30 days, meaning the GOP-led Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules could scrutinize and then suspend all or part of the emergency rule. After a news conference in Milwaukee, Evers spoke with WUWM, and the Democratic governor focused his criticism on the committee chairperson, Senator Steve Nass of Whitewater.
To put it bluntly, that's a real stretch. I'm not quite sure how one individual in the legislature can all of a sudden tell the University of Wisconsin system how to kind of run their day-to-day stuff. I mean, where does he stop?
Evers predicts the issue will go to court.
Nass will lose that argument. In the meantime, what message is he sending to the University of Wisconsin system about who's in charge here? Not a good thing.
The committee vote was 6-4, with all Republicans voting for the measure and all Democrats against. In a statement on Nass's legislative website, the lawmaker portrays things much differently. Nass writes that the UW system can no longer ignore state law with regards to COVID-19 mandates affecting students and campus visitors. A system spokesperson says the committee action feels like a political statement. The spokesperson says the UW's focus is to ensure we are doing what needs to be done now to safely open for in-person teaching this fall. Late yesterday, UW-Madison reinstated an indoor mask mandate for all students, staff, and visitors beginning tomorrow. A similar requirement for UW-Milwaukee begins today. The fight between Republicans and the UW system comes as the state health department yesterday confirmed nearly 1,400 more COVID-19 cases in Wisconsin, continuing a recent uptick as about half the state remains unvaccinated. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.